Public Messages, page 82. The Story of Graffiti.
There was always gang graffiti dating back to the 30s and 20s in Los Angeles and other parts of California, the Southwest. But when this odd combination of name and fame came together in the late 1960s in both Philadelphia and New York, it really exploded. And what was so magical and so important in the history of American graffiti were the years really 1971 to 1975 in New York. And what happened was a generation of kids, and it's really important to remember that. These were kids. There was almost nobody over the age of 19 involved in this. Developed a whole art form that went from a simple signature, just Joe was here kind of thing, all the way up to a mural that covered the entire side of a subway car. And this was something that had just never been seen in art history before, an entire movement just completely developed by kids.
Graffiti at its purest, at its rawest, at its best, and the true definition of graffiti is illegal. Illegal art on a wall, you know, for me. That's what it means. You know, it works best on the street, it works best under a bridge, it works best on a train rolling by you, and that's what it is, you know.
And it's a funny little fact, you know, it's a funny little inconvenient truth of museums that the front of them, the facade of the museum will always be seen by more people than the inside and the art within. And graffiti writers, well, they're not dumb, they recognize that. And they work in public spaces because they can be seen there.